power of this moment to pass you. I don't want the power of this moment to pass you. I know I talk a lot, but I gotta tell you this. In Matthew chapter 9, Jesus was in his hometown. The Bible says that every time he went to meet one need, another need came to him. And we use phrases like, while he was still ministering to this person, or as he was talking to this person, there were so many people who needed him in that moment. And a man came up and said, Jesus, my daughter has died. His name was Jairus. And he came up and said, my daughter has died. So Jesus said, I will come and heal her. So Jesus is now on his way from one place to another place to meet someone else's need. When the Bible says that a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years thought to herself, this is my moment. Nothing else had worked. And she didn't have enough time to talk to him because he was on his way somewhere else. So she just reached up and grabbed the hem of his garment. And when she touched him, he said, who touched me? But there were so many people around. The disciples said, Jesus, it could have been anybody. But then he said, no, because I felt virtue flow out of me. Somebody touched me in a deep place. Because somebody had a need unspoken. I want you to know tonight that when Jesus shows up for one, he shows up for all. So he might be going to meet somebody else's need. But even though your need is unspoken, all you have to do is reach up and grab.
Need every need unspoken, heal every cry. William McDowell, Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise and in your presence. Yes, in the presence of the Lord, there is victory. And so, therefore, that's the way we need to keep ourselves, our faith, our confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. In his presence, we have the certainty of his benefits and blessings. Brian Courtney Wilson coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. I'm going to send this one out to Michelle of Medford, just called a little while ago. I think this is very important, very appropriate. Brian Courtney Wilson, as we just said, if you remain in the presence of God by faith, it will be all right. Nothing that he can't handle.
Y'all say this with me.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
Y'all try, try.
Alright, alright.
It's gonna be.
It's gonna be alright.
One more time, say it with him.
Alright, alright. It's gonna be alright.
It will be.
Alright.
It will be.
Alright.
You're gonna make it.
Make it. It will be all
I've never
right.
seen
all right.
the right.
righteous forsaken.
All right.
Nor his seed, that's you.
All right.
Begging bread.
It will be.
So you gotta learn right. How to trust
all
him
right.
Now with your whole heart.
Your blood makes you bigger. Your Lord makes he's an opposer. So he's not gonna tell me the truth. So anytime the devil tells me I'm not something, I always say I am that. Anytime the devil tells me I am something, I always say I'm not that. I know that God is bigger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For I know you're great in all the earth. For I know you're great in all the...
6:23 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, Sunday, September 17th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Heard Jekyll Carr with Your Bigger. We're featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. And we have a message in the music I've been playing, and it wasn't planned, but God's in control, so therefore, we heard Brian Courtney Wilson with It Will Be All Right, sent one out to Michelle of Medford. Then we heard from Jekyll Carr, You're Bigger, and this is Bishop Hezekiah Walker, along with Patrick Dobson and LFC. And this is the thing you need to know. When you're going through your tests, when you're going through your trials, God is for you. He's working in your behalf. Even while we're asleep and we can't do anything to help ourselves, God is for you. Take that to the bank.
Follow the plan at hand he has for you. for me.
Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Patrick Dobson, and LSC with God is for me, and he is greater than anything that is against you. This is Tasha Cobbs.
Somebody release the sound of greater in this room. Come on, I said the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the glory of the former. If you know greater is coming to your house, open up your mouth and give God a shout.
It's 6:34 here on WMFO in Medford, the Sunday, September 17th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, and we're featuring new music and top hits of the year 2017. We began this set with William McDowell and Israel Houghton with In Your Presence. Brian Courtney Wilson with It Will Be All Right. Sent that one out to Michelle of Medford. Jekyll and Carr was next with You're Bigger. Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Patrick Dobson, and LFC was next with God Is For Me. And we just heard Bishop William Murphy III, and along with Tasha Cubs and Greater. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports. That's the number to call. 1-855-915-WMFO. Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. It is 63 degrees outside our studio this morning. Patchy morning fog, otherwise clouds and sun. It will be warm and rather humid in the interior. Areas will have temperatures near 80 degrees. High today, 75 to 80 degrees. And tonight, a low of 60 to 65 degrees. And on Monday, mostly cloudy and not as warm. Okay, on Monday, mostly cloudy and not as warm, and you can watch for coastal flooding, rough surf, and beach erosion as large waves from Jose impact coastal locations. A high on Monday, 68 to 73 degrees, a low Monday night, 61 to 66 degrees. And on Tuesday, cloudy and increasingly windy with some rain and wind from Jose. Significant coastal flooding and beach erosion are possible through the night, with a high on Tuesday 68 to 73 degrees, a low Tuesday night 62 to 67 degrees. And on Wednesday, strong winds and rain from Jose. Winds could be damaging as Jose makes a close approach. Coastal flooding and beach erosion will continue. A high on Wednesday 71 to 76 degrees. A low Wednesday night, 61 to 66 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 6:37 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, Touch Freeform Radio. Okay, let me give you our phone number. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports. That's the number to call. 1-855-915-9636. Mark Lowry here on Sounds of Praise. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love? What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about a peace that keeps me through the night?
What's not to love?
Those nail-scarred hands that hold me tight.
What's not to love?
About the healing touch that gave me sight.
And since I learned to trust Him, everything's gonna be alright.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
The Savior took my place. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. adopted, and the King gave me his name. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace. I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Can I get a witness? I just got to testify. Some people call me crazy, but I'm the apple of his eye. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Oh, oh, oh.
What's not to love
about Jesus? Must be dancing, 'cause he's singing over me. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love? What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love? He's just wild about me. I always make him smile. My picture's in his wallet, 'cause I'm his favorite child. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sin has been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace. Somebody tell me.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
You've done, but if I tried, it would take my whole life. It may sound cliche, but at the end of the day, life with him is more than okay. And if I ever need reminding, I think of the times that he made a way, and I'll say,
that's what he did.
Yes.
And that was Tamla Man, and that's what he did. Earlier in the program, matter of fact, right, the first song after our intro songs, played a song for my grandson, Paris. So I can't ignore his sister, Brianna. So we're going to bring up Brianna Babineau. And this is Set a Fire, going out to Brianna Brown of Peabody, Massachusetts. Enjoy.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I need more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, I can't control. I want more of you, God. I need more of you.
And there's no place that God would rather have you to be than in his love. You see, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But you need to receive Jesus, his love gift to you. And so we're going to invite you right now to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, Alvin. And this is not Alvin Slaughter. This is... Israel Houghton, and come as you are. That's the call of God to you. Come and surrender yourself to him and to his control and receive his salvation gift that Jesus Christ paid so dearly for, so that we might receive his salvation. We might be delivered from the awful reality of hell that God has come to save us from. And so therefore I'd like to lead you in prayer. There is no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring his transforming power alive in your life. He will set a fire within you by the Holy Spirit, so you continue to live and move according to his perfect will. If you'd like that to take place in your life this day, that you might receive the assurance of heaven and escape the reality of hell, I'd like you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me to God and allow Him to bring His salvation alive within your life. Dear Father, I thank You for this opportunity You afforded me to receive the gospel of Jesus Christ and the message of salvation that You have for all who will acknowledge their sin and surrender their life to You. I'm coming, dear Father, so that I might have the assurance that I am Your child. You've accepted me in the Beloved, and therefore I have a new path, a new direction that You would have me to walk in this life, guided by Your Word and strengthened by Your Holy Spirit, so that I might be a person who will be able to tell others of the wondrous things You've accomplished and are accomplishing in my life, so that others who are outside of Your saving grace and Your keeping power might acknowledge You as well through the transformation You've made in my life. And I thank You for it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. It will help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And you can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And you need to call while I'm on the air, because if you call after I'm off the air, there's no guarantee I'll get that message. You call me while I'm on the air. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or if you wish, you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on my part, what's on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 6:53 is the Sounds of Praise time. We pray you've given your life to the Lord. And so please contact us so we can send that material. You don't have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you as some, although you need to let the Lord guide and direct you into what church you should be going to. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address to some of the groups for their mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow, it's not promised to anyone. And we pray that you have come. Like I said, give us a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636, so we can send you that material, help you know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. Or you can write to me if you're not near a phone, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. You can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. That's Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V as in Vernon, B as in Brown at Verizon.net. And we'll send material, like I said, out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. 6:55 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music. And the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that you have given your life to Him, and then you can call Him your Father. Jonathan Nelson, Sonny Baidu, here on Sounds of Praise. And Baba, oh.
I don't know where you are. I know you're in the building somewhere. I had a chance to go to Africa. And there was a sound. There was a word released called Baba, which means father. And I heard this young man by the name of Sonny Baidu, who is absolutely a anointed, and he sang something like this: open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on me. We are in your presence, let it rain. Oh, your rain, Jesus, let it fall on me. We're in your presence.
Hey,
let it rain. Oh, your rain, let it fall on me.
Everybody help me say,
open the floodgates
in abundance,
in abundance,
and cause your rain,
and cause your rain.